So, regards to the gzera of kidneys, which was gzera regards to achila, they never made the gzera regards to achila. So, achila would have to need to take kidneys, and achila could take actual kidneys. So, kavachomer, if it's just a question that there's kidneys contained in a medication, so achila would be allowed to take that medication. That's not a problem. So, if a person has something which is kidneys and he needs to take it as achila, that's not an issue. The question which you want to talk about, so that same thing with your cosmetics as well, it's not an issue. If you would have actual chametz, which is found in some type of a cosmetic, be a lotion, be it a soap, be it a shampoo, or something of that sort, so is that a problem? So once the chametz which is in there, it loses its chashivas of being chametz. It's not roi lachil anymore by putting it into these type of things. It loses its tzuras chametz. So the lach is it's not considered chametz anymore. And mikir at the end, those things are mutter. There is a concept of the Gemara. The Gemara says even if something which became nisim achilas kalev, that there is a concept which the Rishonim talk about. The Rush talks about the concept of achshavei. If a person would intentionally take his item and then ingest it, they're giving him back its chashivas of achila. Harai, you're eating it. So even though mikradin, it's not considered chametz anymore. What's nisim achilas kalev? If a person would intentionally go and decide to eat it, that's going to create a concept of achshavei. Whatever his motivation, why he's eating it, whether he's eating it because he wants to eat it or he's eating it because his friend dared him to see if he's willing to put it in his mouth, that doesn't make a difference to me. Once he's eating it, he's eating it. And that's considered achshavei. Number one. So if a person would take it for the purpose of medication, is that considered achshavei? He's not really, the purpose of here is not eating. He's doing it because this is a part of his medication. The main goal is the medication, which really is not chametz in the 99% of the situations. The active ingredient is not the chametz. The chametz is just the vehicle to bring the active ingredient into the body. So, mikra din, that's not considered achshavei and shemimutter. There are places which are machmer on it, and therefore that's why the minhag is, unless a person needs this it's a real health issue, which he should ask a rav. If it's sakana, obviously he should take it without, he needs to take it. But even if the person has a real health issue, he should ask a rav. Really, mikra din is going to be mutter, but there's going to be machmer if you have an option of finding a non-chametz option. That's regards to taking medication. Regards to using cosmetics, which you're putting onto the body, so we're going to have to discuss that a little more in detail, but at least for this morning, with this something which is not a liquid, but it's solid, or it's a semi-solid, like a lotion. And the purpose is not for smell, but the purpose is just to anoint on the body. Mikra din is going to be mutter, and there's a chumrah the people have not to use it on Pesach. We'll explain more of that tomorrow.